Mishnah Yomis for Friday, the 7th day of Nisan, Tavshin Pei Beis. Masechta Kaloim, Perek Revi, Mishnah Gimel. Rabbi Huda Omer, Ein Ze Ela Geder HaKera. Rabbi Huda argues with the previous Mishnah. Previous Mishnah, we mentioned that the space between the vineyard and the fence is called Mechoil HaKerem, and you need to leave a space according to a Beis Hillel of 12 Amos there before you can start planting any other seeds. Rabbi Yehuda says no. He says that's called, the area between the vines and the fence is called Geder HaKerem. It's called the fence of the Kerem. And there, you don't have to leave 12 Amos. You only need, like Beis Hillel, or 16 according to Beis Shammai. Rather, They say that Rabbi Yehuda says you only have to leave a space of 4 amos for working the vineyard, and the rest of it, whatever's left between there and the fence, you can sow. It's called Gerar Kerem. Ve'ezahu Mechol HaKerem. What is Mechol HaKerem? Which Beis Hillel says is 12 amos you need. That's a different case, says Rabbi Yehuda. That's not between the vines and the fence. That's Bein Shnei HaKromim. That's an area between two vineyards. If you have an area between two vineyards, then you need to have a space of 12 amos between them. You leave 4 amos for one kerem, the working area, 4 amos for the other vineyard, the working area, and then in between, you have to have at least 4 amos in between, then it's considered choshev. The Tanakhama argues. The Tanakhama in the previous Mishnah says no. He says the space that's between the two vineyards has a din like Karachas HaKerem. That's called the bald space of the Kerem, which we said before, you need to have, according to Beis Hillel, at least 16 Amos in between. Says the Mishnah further. Yeah. Now, the Rishalmi explains that even Rabbi Yehuda will be moida that where the vines in the field, the two, the facing opposite each other, are connected, one opposite each other, then even Rabbi Yehuda agrees that the place that's in between is called Karachas HaKerem, has a din like Karachas HaKerem. Because then the two vineyards look like they're one big vineyard, they look like one big kerem. And therefore Rabbi Yehuda is more machmir, he agrees, yes, I agree, that would be more like a Karachas HaKerem, and we would say, like Beis Hillel learned, that you would need 16 amos there. But where's Rabbi Yehuda arguing? He's arguing where the two vineyards are not directly opposite each other, so that when you look at them, they are quite apparent as two separate vineyards. They don't look like as part of one vineyard. And Rabbi Yehuda says that is called Mechoil HaKerem, and you only need to leave 12 amos in between. But at the fence, between the vineyard and the fence, That's much less. That's only called Geder HaKerem. Ezehu Goder, continues the Mishnah. What is the shear of a fence? Shehu Gavoya Asorot Tvachim. If it's 10 Tvachim high, approximately 80 centimeters high. This section is a halacha on its own. It's only mentioned here because we were talking about the Geder HaKerem, the fence around the vineyard. We mentioned in the words of Rabbi Yehuda. Our Mishnah now tells us another halacha, and that is for to constitute a partition between a vine or vineyard and seeds planted on the other side or vegetables, you need to have, the fence has to be at least 10 tefachim high. That's considered a hafsek, an interruption. And whilst we're talking about interruptions between a vineyard or between a vine and vines and other plantations, other seeds, we now mention also a trench, v'choritz. What's the shear of the trench, which would also be considered as a hafsek, as a separation between a vineyard and other plants. Shehu omek asara v'rochev arba'a, says the Mishnah, that they would have to have the dimensions of 10 tefachim deep and 4 tefachim wide. That would constitute a charitz, a trench, and be considered as a adequate partition, a hafsek between the vineyard and other types of plants. Mishnah Dalet, mechitzas hakonim. Now, what happens if you had a fence, not a solid fence, but a fence made out of sticks standing next to each other, or horizontally? Im be'ein ben kone lachavera shlosh tvachim kedei shikone sagdi. If there's not a space of three tvachim, less than three tvachim between each stick, so that a goat can't get through, right? A goat can get through if there is three tvachim, but if there's anything less than that, it can't. Harizok kemechitza. We say it's considered a proper mechitza. We look at all the sticks that are less than three tvachim apart from each other as if they're all joined, as if they're solid. We apply the principle of lovud, it's called lovud. And this is halacha l'mishum misina. We have a tradition that anything less than three tvachim is considered as if it's solid, as if it's all joined. This din, this mechitza, will have a din like the chotz, like the gutter, like the fence we mentioned in the previous Mishnah, that you're allowed to put or sow vines on one side of it and other seeds on the other side of it. Now, what happens if the fence, if you had a fence, but it broke? It's broken in parts. For Godesh and Nifrats, what happens if you have a fence of a vineyard that's been partially broken? Ad Eser Amos. Until the breach, until the hole is 10 amos wide, it'll be all right. Harukah Pesach. We view it as a door, as an entrance. And you're allowed to even put other seeds in front of it. It's the partition is still considered a good partition. Yes, McCain. But if the pirza, if that break in the fence is more than 10 amos, then kenegada pirza osur, in front of the pirza or just opposite the breach, you cannot have plants go and on the other side vineyard. You can't have that. You have to keep the appropriate distance that we learned in previous Mishnahs. Only in front of the pirza osur, but other places. With a standing wall, you'll add a zone in front of it. What happens? Nifritzu boi protzes harbe. What happens if it's got many breaks in the fence? Each break is less than 10 amos, so each break would be considered as a doorway. Im ha'oimed mruba laporetz, says the Mishnah, if the standing fence, the part that's not broken, has got more standing fence than the what? Than the area of the that's broken. That if you add up all the areas of the fence that are standing, and add up all the areas that have got holes or breaks in the fence, you'll find that what's standing is greater, mutter. Then it's permitted to sow, and you can even sow in front of the pirza, in front of the areas where it's open, because this fence has got what's standing more than what's broken. However, the im and also, not just more, but even if it's the same, even if the amount that was broken, the area of the breach is exactly the same as the area that's standing, that would also be okay. The fence is still considered a fence. You can sow anywhere along that fence, even against the open parts with the vines on the other side. However, v'im haporutz meruba al ha'oimed, if there is more breach, more area of the breach than what's standing, then kenegra pirza also. Then you cannot sow seeds in front of the pirza against the opening with the vines on the other side, but in front of what's standing, the standing part of the fence, it's permitted as long as that standing part is at least 4 tvachim wide, at least 32 centimeters wide. If it's less than 4 tvachim wide, then you should not even plant in front of the oimed, in front of what's standing.